Hello, my name is Markan Abazari. It is Geopolitics Podcast, and this episode is the dam on Nile River in Ethiopia. So, Ethiopia is building a dam on Nile River. On upstream of Nile River. See, the Nile River starts from Ethiopia, goes to Sudan, and from Sudan goes to Egypt. And there is a large population dependent on the water from Nile River for their life and for their food and for everything. Almost majority of the population of Egypt and Sudan are dependent on Nile River and the water from it to feed themselves and to drink. You see, Sudan and Egypt are almost deserts, and the only regions that are green in these two countries are the locations adjacent to Nile River. But unfortunately, Ethiopia is building a dam on Nile River to produce electricity and use the water for different purposes. Building of this dam on Nile River is very dangerous to Ethiopia and Egypt and may lead to deaths of 80 to 120 million people in future. Some people may think it's not really serious and nothing will happen and Ethiopia will not, you know, change the path of the river and will not dry the Nile, but the dam will be used in a responsible fashion, so you know the water is not withheld from the people upstream of the dam. But history shows nations and countries will easily change the path and direction of rivers or withhold water from the countries up downstream of the river. For example, if it becomes dry and it becomes a famine in Ethiopia, Ethiopia will withhold the water from Egypt and Sudan, and millions of people will die. There are even several historic examples in which the path of rivers have been changed and millions and millions and millions of people have died. For example, British Empire changed the path of rivers originated from Kashmir, Jammu and Kashmir, going through Pakistan and Afghanistan to Iran, and changed the path toward the Indus River Valley. After moving their path of river to Indus River Valley, it had led to death of over 50 million people over 100 years ago. But they have removed it from history, but we know. So there are examples in history in which they changed the path of rivers and over 20, 30, 40, 50 million people died away downstream of the path of rivers. So the issue of Ethiopia building a dam on Nile River is very serious. So the first solution is diplomacy. Egypt, Sudan, and Ethiopia have held multiple talks to come at a solution to prevent the building of the dam, but they have not arrived at a conclusive decision and agreement to stop the building of the dam. We must give diplomacy a chance and we must talk, but we must ensure Ethiopia understands that the dam must not be built. The second solution is giving a reward to Ethiopia if they stop building of the dam. For example, we can build them a nuclear power generator by Rosatom's Russian nuclear industry. Can build Ethiopia a nuclear reactor instead of dam for production of electric power. It's one of the rewards we can give Ethiopia if they don't build the dam. And there are other options, for example, giving them access to ports in Somaliland or other means of giving them access to open waters to reward Ethiopia. There are many packages we can give Ethiopia if they stop building the dam. But Egypt and Sudan cannot provide them alone, and they will need the help of international community and private actors. There is another option, which is war. Ethiopia can engage in a war with Egypt and Sudan. See, even Ethiopia has threatened Egypt and Sudan with a war, so Ethiopia can continue building of the dam, meaning Ethiopia will use its army in case of pressure by Egypt and Sudan to stop the building of the dam, and Ethiopia will not be afraid of it. So there is another option, and it is an option of war. So, but Ethiopia may defeat Sudan and Egypt in a war, since it's on top of mountains and they have to fight uphill battle, and Ethiopia will have a large population. Also, millions of people will die, even if Ethiopia and Sudan be more powerful. So what's the solution here? Oh, we have something called Arab NATO, with participation of Egypt, Sudan, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, UAE, and Kuwait. Very powerful militaries have created a military alliance for Muslim nations. The purpose of this military alliance is fighting terrorists, but it soon and easily can be upgraded to fight in the case of mutual defense or mutual purposes. And the Muslim NATO or Arab NATO or military alliance of Arab nations can be used when we together to force Ethiopia to stop building the dam. Ethiopia will not want to engage Egypt, Sudan, Saudi Arabia, Gulf nations, and Pakistan together in a war for building of that dam. So there is a choice of using Arab NATO to force Ethiopia to stop building of the dam. The third and final option is sabotage, meaning they can place bombs in the dam, they can, you know, destroy the roads that bring the material for buildings of the dam, and they can even have like other means of destroying the dam before it's being built. They can constantly just attack it and destroy it and delay building of the dam. But it will not be a permanent solution, and it will not be as effective as using Arab NATO or making diplomacy with Ethiopia to stop building of the dam. We don't only have the issue of Ethiopia on our hand. We also have the issue of Jammu and Kashmir. See, Jammu and Kashmir used to have autonomy, and we have ensured they have autonomy, so the water source of both Pakistan and India are protected by a third entity, neither of the two countries controlling Jammu and Kashmir. So nobody could change the path of rivers, which provide drinking water for 200 million Pakistani and about the same number of peoples in India. But India has taken away autonomy of Jammu and Kashmir and has created two new states for its own nation. It may, and it most likely will, lead to India changing the path of Indus River from Pakistan into India, especially since Indians hate Pakistanis and Muslims. So it is very, very, very dangerous situation where in long term 200 million Pakistani people may die. But we will discuss the issue of Jammu and Kashmir in another episode. Again, Nile River is the source of food for over 120 million people in Sudan and Egypt. And without Nile River, over 120 million people will go hungry and thirsty in Egypt and Sudan. Ethiopia must stop building of the dam. And I accept messages from people who may offer me advices on how to stop the building of the dam, and I will be very happy. Thank you. Now we get to the advertisement section. We must lift the sanctions on Iran. We must ask lobbying firms and think tanks to provide materials in support of lifting of sanctions on Iran. We must pressure Trump to lift the sanctions, and we must remove the Trump from office and replace him by Joe Biden, so he will remove the sanctions on Iran.